I'd say good morning, but I don't know. For you, it may be good evening. So, good day. We're in Psalms 105:40. They asked, and he brought them quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven.
The prayer for today, Father, you give to me this day my daily bread. You satisfy all of my physical needs. I praise you, Lord. You are the Almighty God who brings quail and who rains manna. How glorious are all of your ways. Amen.
The thought for today. Throughout the day, think what it would be like to gather manna. If no one's ever told you, the word manna means bread from heaven, the angels' food. What would it be like to not have to buy groceries, not have to struggle to work for your food, but to have God provide just the amount of food you needed every day? The action today is provide someone's daily bread. Share a meal. It's not a very hard thing to find nowadays, someone that's hungry, someone that needs your love and care.
Today's treasure is found in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 26. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. If you look around you, you can always find somebody who's hungry. There are people walking the streets who haven't had a meal in a long time. Every city in this country has someone who's hungry in it, and you can reach out to those people. There are shelters that feed the homeless and the hungry. There's soup lines you can stand in and serve soup. Mother Teresa once wrote, "One night a man came to our house and said, 'There's a family of 8 children who haven't eaten for days.' I took some food and I went to see them. When I got there, I saw the faces of little children who were disfigured with malnutrition. There was no sadness, just the pain of hunger in their eyes. I gave a sack of rice to the mother. She kept one half and went out carrying the other. When she came back, I asked her, 'Where did you go?' She answered, 'I went to my neighbors. You see, they are hungry also.' I wasn't surprised that she gave, because you see, the poor are usually very generous. But I was surprised that she knew that they were hungry. As a rule, when we're suffering, we're so focused upon ourselves that we have no time for others."